Do you have a spirited or a strong-willed child? That's what they call the kids that don't listen and they get into trouble.
Passionate. They're passionate.
Oh, God.
Fiery.
My older daughter, Hayden, is 13. I have never in my life gotten a call home about something she did or an email. Nothing. She is like the student that's just, you know, the model student, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's Dakota, my toddler, who I had later. She, you know, later in life. And
sure.
People always say she'll keep me young. Nope. She's going to kill me. So I had parent-teacher conference. And I get a lot of emails home about Dakota. Things that she does.
I mean, I got to be honest. I didn't even know there were parent-teacher conferences for, like, you know, preschool and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the teachers are just so great. And they know that she's spirited. And they know that she has, you know, her quirks and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, she's got this new thing now that we're working on. When she gets upset, her first reaction is to headbutt people, headbutt other children. And I go, can you imagine my face? I go,
oh, man.
I go, what? Like, well, she headbutts the kids. I go, what? Like, and like, as a parent, you're horrified because you're like, last year I had to deal with her being a biter, which
right.
was one thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's worse? The fact that she was biting? At least people hear about kids biting people. Now I got the kid that headbutts your kid. And I'm like,
sounds like a wrestling maneuver.
Oh my gosh. And then, you know, I'm like, all right, like, we'll work on it. We work on, you know, handling the big feelings and the breathing and the whole thing that we do. Then I get an email yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and whenever I get the email from the teacher that just says Dakota, I'm like, you take the deep breath. You're like, here we go.
Right, before you open it.
Hi, Anna. We just want to touch base about Dakota. While walking to school from the playground, Dakota kept going off path, walking into the bushes and hiding, and off the sidewalk into the parking lot.
Good. Not good.
Right. You know, like, you see all the preschool kids walking in a straight line?
Yes.
Not Dakota. She's running as fast as she can to hide in the bushes or go into the parking lot.
Not good practice.
And they talk about what they have to do to, you know, rectify this and to work on it. And I just keep thinking, am I alone? Am I the only parent that has to deal with this? Because, I mean, it's new for me. I never had these issues with Hayden.
I feel like my parents' phone rang quite a bit, but mm-hmm. it wasn't the time of emails and text messages, and I just thank God for that.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. Olivia, what happened? Emails, phone calls?
It's usually like they use an app now from, you know, the school. The teacher uses a certain app, and so they send you a message through the app. But yeah, it's basically an email.
What did your kid do last time?
Oh, my gosh. My kid hacked into one of the other kids' accounts in his class and, like, stole all their little stars.
What?
You know, the little things they earn for getting the math problems right. He, like, took them all. And so there's this girl crying in the corner, like, oh my gosh, my stars. And my kid is, like, you know, the thug that has to go to the office.
This is a real thing. This is a real thing.
Your real child thing.
Hacked another child's gold stars.
I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
How old is your son?
He's 8, and secretly I was like, wow.
Right.
I'm kind of impressed by that. Like, teach me.
Right. If the FBI is notified, like, he gets a job offer. I'm pretty sure that's right? the way it works. Like, if you break into the Pentagon, they threaten you with prison, and then they say, or you can have this nice desk right over here.
And they say, sign here.
Right. Yep. I mean, I've seen that movie before. Come on.
All right. That's making me feel better. 1-800-330-9999. We might as well commiserate together, right? Would you get a phone call or an email home from school about? We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. My 4-year-old is headbutting other kids at school. That was a cool email, phone call to get home.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not fun when the kid is misbehaving. And, you know, when you're the kid, too, when you get past a certain age, like, you know that trouble is coming when the phone call happens.
Oh, gosh, I'm just used to it. My little one is just that kid, the spirited kid that I get a lot of calls home from school. How about you? Make me feel better. What was the last phone call email that you got? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer.
Hi, my son is turning 3 next week. He actually got kicked out of daycare. I would get consistent phone calls from the director saying, your child is not taking a nap. I need you to come pick him up. He's disturbing the other kids who are taking a nap. He doesn't want to lay down. He's up and running around. Are these valid reasons to call parents while they're at work? If a two-year-old doesn't want to lay down and take a nap, does that warrant a phone call for your parents to come and pick them up?
I'd be like, can you just put them in the car and drive them around for a few miles? Yeah, that's usually how they nap.
Like, do that.
They got to get rid of that kid because they know that he's the one that starts the revolution, the one that keeps running around. The rest of the kids are well-behaved, but if he gets them amped up enough, now all of a sudden, now you got a problem.
Hey, Sean, you got a call, email from the school?
Yes. Both of my kids, my daughter in nursery school, kept running away from the school, leaving the class. She loved water, wanted to play in puddles, went to the bathroom every day to play in the toilet water.
Oh, my gosh.
And splash around. My son in nursery school almost got kicked out. I would dress him every day so cute in knickers and suspenders and bow ties, and he was a little blonde-haired angel. But every day, he would get in a fight with the kids. And I would get calls every day. They had to kick. They almost had to have him leave the school.
Well, it's probably because you put him in a bow tie, the poor kid.
Yeah, bow tie is like fight me. No question about it. Yes, no. Yeah. You know, buy a doll. Be a ventriloquist or something like that. Yeah. Bow ties. Come on, Mom.
Kayla, did you get the phone call home, email? What happened?
Yes. My son's in kindergarten, and he's been in a biting phase, and that's like the worst. You like hope that it's like just at home or like with a random cousin, but no, I got the call that he bit a kid at school, which is just great. So yeah, I feel like an awesome mom over here, just failing and not knowing what to do next.
I got a bite. Remember when I got the biting call?
Yes.
Yeah, I was devastated, and I believed it was karma and God punishing me.
Yeah.
Because when Hayden, my older daughter, when she was little, she was bit, and me and my best friend Danielle could not understand what was wrong with the parents that they would raise a biter.
Right.
And we were like, oh my gosh, how can you let your kid do this? How does this happen? And then I got the call that my little one bit another kid. When she was pretending to be a T-Rex, devastated.
Well, you are genetically positioned, really, to birth a biter, and you didn't know this. And then that's when you found out.
Yep.
Right? I mean, procreation for you was a problem for the rest of the world's population, frankly.
I mean,
it's a good thing you're not actually a lizard or a dinosaur, because that would be the killer one across the world.
But I would be the top of the food chain.
I guess so. Right.
Yep. Yeah, they grow out of it, and then they move on to other things, like my daughter, who's now headbutting other children. So there's that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Always something. What is it, like small kids, small issues? So this doesn't feel like a very small issue right now, but I'm sure it'll pass.
Did you ever get a phone call or email home from school? What was it for? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have a kid that gets into trouble at school? You get the phone calls home, the emails home. I never did with my older one. My little one, I get like an email every other week that she did something. It's like a whole new world for me, and it's so agonizing. It really is.
I used to be the kid that got in plenty of trouble, so I'd like to think that I'd be pretty patient, but sometimes you see something and you're just like, dang, are you crazy?
1-800-330-9999. Make me feel better. Did you get a phone call or email home? Antonio.
Yeah, she has been kicked out of 5 daycares.
Oh, my gosh. For what?
Well, it's a list. Basically, everything that I've heard this morning, it's all into one kid.
5 daycares. I mean, at some point, do they, like, blacklist you like they would in Las Vegas if you were counting cards? Like, they talk to each other?
No. Luckily, by the 5th, she was already in a regular school. But, you know, I still got the regular phone calls where she would bite people or, hit somebody because they trigger her. It's not like she went out and did it on her own. You know, other kids want to bully her. She just doesn't stand for me.
Well, that's her defense.
But that's like Dakota. That's my little one. It's like a lot of times she's just instigated. Somebody takes a toy away from her. Somebody cuts her at the playground. And her first reaction isn't like to tell the teacher or use her words.
Yeah.
It's to headbutt them, bite, punch, or do something like that, which I don't understand where that comes from. Right.
You go from the monkey bars to a kumite instantly.
Chris, what happened? You got a phone call home from the school?
Yeah, man, I did. It's very unfortunate. He's a junior in high school, so he should know better. He was going up the stairs, and he leans over, and he spits over the side of the stairs, and it lands on some kid that's a couple flights down. And he looks up, sees my kid, and he's like, yeah, he couldn't deny it.
I remember that happened in high school, at my high school. I wasn't part of it, but it was the biggest scandal of the year because Brad spit on Jamie.
Yeah.
And it was a loogie. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The one that would hang down?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was so disgusting. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even get, like, he got in trouble, but it was under the guise of, and this is how you know it's 1998 and not 2022. It was under the guise of, like, well, he likes her. So that was, like, his way of flirting
oh,
with
my
her.
God. No, wait a minute. He spit on a girl?
Uh-huh.
I thought Jamie was a guy,
no.
Another guy.
No, it was Jamie V, the girl, Jamie B, the boy.
I mean, 2022. He's getting arrested.
Is that disgusting?
2022, he's getting arrested. Like, bodily fluids, it's assault.
I can't believe, thinking back on it, how, like, it was a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal. And it was like he was flirting with her. I'd be like... And
in high school?
Yes!
That's ridiculous.
I know.
In second grade, you might be pulling the girl's hair that you liked. I mean, come on. In high school, like, wow, 1998.
Jamie is a lovely, quiet girl.
I'm sure she is.
It didn't make any sense at all.
Where's Brad now?
You know what? I actually looked him up the other day.
Yeah.
I don't remember why he came up in a conversation, but I looked
him
up.
He's like assistant coach of the football team. He's equipment manager.
No, he has like a legit real job. Like, he is a smart guy. Hold
well,
on.
Jamie should me too him because she would cancel his butt right now.
Oh, let me see.
What'd your kid get for it?
He got suspended, man. He believe it or not, he got a week of suspension. You know, it was pretty harsh, but yeah.
Administrators can't mess around with that, man.
It wasn't a proud moment for sure.
Unfortunately, his name was Bradley Cooper, and all that's coming up right now real Bradley Cooper.
That is not real.
That is a real thing.
Oh,
but it wasn't
gosh.
The Bradley Cooper that did it. It was a different Bradley.
I would hope so. Imagine if we got a report that came out right now that said Bradley Cooper, the movie star, had spit on a girl in high school and then told her that he liked her, and so he got away with it. Oh, he'd be done.
Uh-huh.
His career would be over.